on Thursday, August 1st, with registration at 12 p.m., shotgun start at 1 p.m. Go to kbmwnews.com to get registered. Right, we're back here, 928. Good morning. Sunshine right now, we're up to 68 degrees. As promised, I do play my favorites. I do. One of my favorites in here right now, Becky DeFries, Three Rivers Crisis. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Bill?
I'm doing very, very well.
Good.
What I always love asking you this question. What are you up to now,
Becky? Well, it is that time of year where now that we're done with the 4th of July, we're starting to think about school supplies.
Right.
And school is starting in August, and we are doing our, I believe it's our fourth annual school supply drive. It's called Pencils Plus, the Rich and Wilkins School Supply Drive. And then we will have a distribution on Thursday, August 8th at the Wahpeton Community Center. So right now we are taking donations for school supplies, and we are doing the actual school supplies, and we're also taking financial contributions so that we can go and buy the school supplies ourselves. There is a list that is on our Facebook page and also the Pencils Plus Facebook page. Then we also have a link to Walmart.com that we have a school supply shopping list.
Okay.
That you can order directly from Walmart, and then it's shipped to Three Rivers Crisis Center.
So definitely a need. You've been doing this for 4 years.
Yes.
Have you had good turnouts for this?
We have, yes. Yep. In the past years, we've tried to pull together 600 backpacks. We collaborate with the Salvation Army. The Salvation Army Board provides the backpacks. They have funding available in their budget for that. And so we just received the backpacks. The UPS lady came in with 18 boxes of backpacks the other day.
Unbelievable.
So we have all those ready to stuff. And we've just been, over the course of the year, as we've seen sales, we've tried to get some of the school supplies together, and there is no income guideline for this. We don't take any information. We don't take names. The only thing that we do is when somebody arrives to get their backpack, we'll just ask them what school they're from so that we can just keep track of which schools that we're providing for. And it's, as I said, for both Richland and Wilkin counties.
Okay.
And so on August 8th, then from 2 to 6, we will be doing the actual distribution of those backpacks.
Fantastic. So if people want to contribute to this, and I'm guessing a lot of people will, how do they do that? How do they get the ball rolling?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, threeriverscrisiscenter.weebly.com, and there is a link for Pencils Plus specifically, and then there is a QR code, and they can make a donation through PayPal to the school supply drive.
Okay.
Then they could also go to walmart.com and get our school supply list, which is available on our website, and it's also available on our Facebook page and the Pencils Plus Facebook page. So like and follow both of those. And then if anybody wants to give donations themselves, they can be dropped off at Three Rivers Crisis Center during business hours.
All right. So August 8th, are you going to need volunteers, or you got all that covered?
Yes. We have people who volunteer during the week to help pack the backpacks.
Okay.
And so if anybody wants to volunteer to help with that, we'll have times that you can sign up for. And then the day of the distribution, we ask for volunteers to help to kind of man the stations and just have help with traffic flow. And the other thing that I wanted to mention was that the Optimists will have their coats for kids available. And so there will be coats that will be set out that, that people can take as well.
Fantastic. You know, you're one of those people and your organization that make a lot of us proud to live here.
Thank you
I can definitely tell you that. And thank you for the good work that you do.
Well, thank you very much for always supporting us.
Absolutely.
And getting the word out. We appreciate you.
I know, but you got to come in here more often. I miss seeing your smiling face.
Oh, thank you.
Pencils Plus School Supplies Distribution. It is happening Thursday, August 8th from 2 until 6 at the Wahpeton Community Center. Becky, thank you so much for
stopping. You're welcome, Bill. Thank you. Have a good week.
932 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The U.S. government recently tallied two important facts. The first has to do with last year's corn crop. There's 37% more of it left in the bin today than they did at the same time in 2023. The second is as of June 1st, when 91% of the corn crop has already been planted, they intended to push acreage from about 20 million to just under 91.5 million. It was an ugly day. University of Minnesota agricultural economist Ed Ussett says it may not get better for those farmers holding on to last year's corn crop.
Well, my fear is we're at low prices for the entire year as we come upon July 1. Here we are. Values are as low as they've been all year, as low as they've been for quite some time. It's not good stuff. What's going on? This 11th commandment of grain marketing, thou shalt not hold on price